The smell of sautéed onions and brisket fill the kitchen at the women's prison in Kailua. Chef Lee Shinsato circles the room, checking on each course, as his students prepare for the final test of a year-long cooking course. He quickly gives me a rundown of the day's menu.
Nothing really matches, because it's kind of like the favorites of what the girls want. Herb haricot vert is French green beans. Panzanella salad, a little bit of local flair, stuffed aburage, and then this is like a banh mi slider, kind of like a Vietnamese thing. This should be a favorite.
Inmate Jennifer Hughes dons a white chef's hat and a coat as she finally chops some herbs using a knife that's securely anchored to the table. She carefully plates her dish, chicken roulade, with a side of miso edamame fried rice.
I feel so proud right now. Like this, you know, like I did this, wow.
Hughes is among six women who are graduating today from the prison's culinary program.
I could cook before, but it's more about tricks of the trade. Yeah. It's definitely something that I feel like I've used my time in here wisely, you know? I've come out a better person.
Instructor Chef Shinsato says the hope is that starting these programs on the inside will result in a job once they get out.
They actually get into the industry, so they learn a real skill, something they can really use.
Some of his former students have already gone on to work in restaurants across the state. Assistant instructor Mark Gonzalez says last year, one of the women who graduated is now a line cook at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
That's the kind of people that we can talk about to let them know, like, it's out there, you can go out and get it. It gives them an out. I mean, when they go outside, they don't have to worry about getting in the same trouble. They have something to focus on.
A 2013 study shows that inmates who participate in vocational classes were 43% less likely to return to prison within 3 years. The courses can also help transition women onto a path to higher education. Once completed, the culinary program equals 14 college credits and can be counted towards an associate's degree. That's the plan for Sharon Smith, who's finishing her sentence for drug possession.
After my time here, I plan on going into the culinary program back on the Big Island to continue and complete it.
She says regardless of whether or not she plans to make a career out of it, she's looking forward to showing off her new skill set to her family when she's released next month. Molly Solomon for HBR News.